This episode is marked for sensitive content. Please check content warnings in the episode description before listening. This week on the Breakup Breakdown.
He answers the phone. He's like sitting on his bed and I hear, why did say y'all had sex? Is she talking about me? Because my name's like, what do you mean? His mom says, I have her in the car right now. Then I'm like, what the fuck? His stepsister's name is too. His mom's like, no, she just sat here and told me that she asked her sister to get her pregnancy test because she thought she was pregnant. And she asked by who, and she said you.
Getting a call from your boyfriend's mom is one way to find out your boyfriend is cheating on you, amongst other offenses in this situation. Welcome to season 8, episode 12 of The Breakup Breakdown. I'm your host and lead relationship PI, Abby Murphy. And this week, our guest says her boyfriend hooked up with his stepsister. And if you're wondering where we get these crazy stories from, I always accept submissions from a form in the episode description. So if you want to submit something, just head on down to the episode description. It's linked in there. You can submit your own breakup story, nominate a friend, send me something you've seen on social media, or if you want me to get a little nosy and DM someone that you can maybe tell is soft launching a breakup, I will DM them and see if they're interested in coming on. But other than that, we don't care where the story comes from. We just want to hear what happened and get some good lessons along the way. And as always, if you want to jump to a certain part of the interview, timestamps are in the episode description. Hey, Heartbreakers, welcome back to another episode of The Breakup Breakdown. This week, we've got an interview from someone who says a call from her boyfriend's mom revealed a shocking situation that her boyfriend and his stepsister were involved in. But before we get into that, every week we give a shout out to a different domestic violence organization just to raise more awareness. And this week we are shouting out Away in West Virginia. They have advocacy and services for all victims of domestic and sexual violence. They've been doing it since 1983. So for more details, head to the episode description. Okay, so into this week's submission. So immediately the first thing I clocked when I read some of the details from this situation was my ex-boyfriend and his stepsister. And I think I've said this 1,000 times on the podcast since starting it, unfortunately. I've done this for 4 years. It takes a lot to shock me. I feel like I've seen every cheating situation, every lying situation, every situation that you could think of when it comes to somebody's relationship ending. And then all of a sudden, someone hits you out of nowhere with, I got a call from my ex-boyfriend's mom that revealed that he had cheated on me with his stepsister. Now, of course, obviously, all of that is shocking, but what really got me in this submission was how she got tangible proof that this wasn't some lie, this wasn't some fictional story that his mom had called up with. And it had everything to do with something she found in his underwear. Like, we are getting into it this week. So let's find out what happened in the situation. Obviously, the details are horrifying, but let's hear this week's interviewee tell us herself when we break down this week's breakup.
It actually is kind of a cute story if you think about it. Whenever I went to middle school, I had the biggest crush on this boy. He was like the funny kid, not the most attractive and like popular, but he was hilarious and always making everyone laugh. But he was a grade above me. So whenever he went to high school, I just kind of forgot about it. But when I went to high school, we actually did date my freshman year. I ended up breaking up with him over like a week because I have two older brothers and we're really close in age and they just did not do the whole boyfriend thing. And he was also in the same group, like friend group, as my one brother. So I just kind of was like, I'm not dealing with this. My brothers are crazy. So I didn't really date anyone until I think it was my sophomore year in high school. And we started talking again. And after a few months of us dating, there's like this rumor going around in school. He found out he got someone pregnant. You know, when you're 16, 17, you think you're in love. It's your first, like, I had a crush on him since middle school. At first, he was like, I don't know if it's actually mine. And my dumbass is like, okay, we'll see. And so I stayed with him and I gained these feelings, whatever, and start falling more in love with them that I thought was love. But the baby popped out and it was indeed his. So I had all this drama going on. But over the years of us dating and me actually getting close with the child and baby mama, because I actually got a really good relationship with her going on like at the time, because we kind of grew up with each other with the kid. And that was probably like one of the best parts of it, is just being there and being able to like step up and help her raise the baby, because he was kind of a piece of shit throughout the whole thing. I know that in the bad parts it was bad, but the good parts it was just like us as a little family. Like, I don't know, just what you like imagine growing up, like my relationship's gonna be like, oh, we have a kid, like I love him, blah blah blah. 19 at the time. I don't know.
So how long did you guys date total, and then at what point in the relationship did you kind of think like, I don't
I don't think this is gonna work out.
Okay, we were together almost 6 years.
Oh, wow. So at what point are you like, I don't think this guy and I are gonna last? Like, when does this breakup start to take form?
I don't want to say I was preparing myself for the breakup because I always like thought I was going to force myself to not really force myself, but I thought I was settling just for him because of the kid. Along like the few years, the first 2 years is fine. It's great. Around like in the middle, there's like little things here and there about him cheating on me. He's messing around with his baby mom, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, no, I trust him. He's telling me the truth. And then he starts drinking. He always did drugs and stuff, like smoke a weed and Xanax, and he was just like not a great guy, the decisions he was making. But I, like I said, I thought I loved him, but I don't know. Like, I don't know when it was. The timeline was so long ago, I feel like. But over time, I would say probably around like the 3, 3.5 year mark is when I really started thinking and hearing, listening to my brothers and my family. I'm like, I don't know if I can do this anymore because I keep hearing all this stuff about him. And he put his hands on me, and when he was drinking, it was super toxic. But I was scared. I don't want to say scared to leave because of the baby. Even the baby mom, she didn't trust the baby going to his house unless I was there. Like, that's how close me and her got. Like,
Yeah.
I was closer towards the end, I was closer to the baby mom and the baby than I was my ex. And I knew it leading up, but I don't know. There was just like different girls. There's like two girls in particular from high school that he messed around with, and I would hear rumors about that I didn't fuck with. No, you can't talk to her. I don't want you even around her. I don't even want you looking at her. And I think the one thing that like leads up to everything, honestly, is one night we went to like a party, and I saw on his phone he had a Snapchat streak with this one of the girls who had just graduated. So she was a year or so under me. I don't really know that old she was, but they had a streak of a few weeks, and I was like, And he was already drinking and stuff. He was at the party, whatever. Everybody's drunk. And yeah, so I see that, and I don't want to say I blew up. I kind of turned into like, I'm gonna fuck with them because I was over it. I was like, I keep hearing all this stuff. I just watched him touch a girl in front of me and ask for her number and stuff right in front of me. And he was being really like aggressive if I try to say anything about it. So when he handed me his phone and stuff, because he was getting in the pool, I look at it and I see it and it says that streak. And then I was like, So I text her because she was at the party and on his phone, and I said, meet me in the bathroom. So I had my friend go make sure she went to the bathroom, and I wasn't gonna fight or anything. I just wanted to confront her. And while he was in the pool, I showed him like that I texted her. I was like, why you got a streak with her? Did we not just have this discussion in the car on the way here that if she was here, like blah blah blah, like you're not gonna fuck with her, you're not gonna look at her. And he freaks out. I was like, I'm about to go meet her in the bathroom. He freaks out. He like jumps out of the pool, and it was funny because he was in his underwear. He thought he was hot shit. He was not. But he jumps out screaming like, give me back my shit, you stupid bee, blah, blah, blah. And I just go into the bathroom, and she was obviously expecting him. I open the bathroom door, and her face like goes,
Oh my God.
oh, fuck. She was like over, because it was kind of like a bigger bathroom. She was towards the back over by like the shower. I was like, so you're gonna tell me about this streak you and my boyfriend have? And she was like, oh my gosh, I swear, it was like, stuttering and stuff. She was like, I swear I just asked him if he was going to graduation. I was like, for 2 or 3 weeks straight, you ask him the same question every day. I'm like, it's a streak. Like, I know what happens in streaks with girls like you. And she's like, no, I swear it wasn't anything like that. We just kept the streak going. And I was like, whatever. And then a couple seconds later, I hear like pounding on the door. Open the effing door. Like, let me in. Call me stupid. Give me my shit back. And I didn't even have his phone at this point. Like, he was just making a fool of himself. But I opened the door. And I was like, oh, yeah. How about you come in and join us? And you can explain the streak. I was like, so who's gonna start? Like, you or you? And he's like, this is effing stupid. You're so fucking crazy, blah, blah, blah. And it kind of escalates after I say like my piece. I'm like, don't ever talk to him again, blah, blah, blah. I was calling him a piece of shit. I was like calling her whatever was in my head at the time, just telling her she was being disrespectful, all that stuff. But I was calm to her, but to him, I was just over it. I was like, you're a piece of shit. Like, I don't want anything to do with you. You know how fights go with toxic men, drunk toxic men. And he ends up shoving me like really hard, and I fall backwards, like unable to catch myself, and like hit the sink part of the bathroom. And this is really embarrassing on my part. I kind of regret it, but it kind of like makes me feel good about myself because I was like, oh, he deserved it. And when he shoved me, he said he called me like a stupid cunt or something like that, something very bad. I was already fired up, and as I was getting up, I already had like a hit, like I was right, I was swinging, and I punch him in the face, and he's taller than me, so like I punch upwards, and I didn't realize at the time, but the door was open, and it opens kind of into like the big living room area, and there's a crowd of people already watching, but where I was so pissed I didn't even notice, and I punch him in the face. He's like calling me names, and I was like, well, he deserved it. So I walk away, I go into the other room with my friend, and she's like, I was hyperventilating, you know, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I just said that, like he's gonna kill me, blah blah blah, I'm scared, I just need to go get my stuff and get my dog and leave, because my dog was at his house at the time, and she was a puppy, I just got her. And I was freaking out about that. I was like, what if you do something to my dog? Blah, blah, blah. And he's drunk, blah, blah, blah. And he's freaking out, crying because of his face. Then he like comes in. I'm outside, like front at this point, just calling around, trying to find someone to take me home because I didn't have my car with me. I rode with him. He comes out and like forces me to get in the car with him. And I did not want to, but he forced me into it and said, saying like I embarrassed him and I can't believe that I did that. And I was like, you literally had a streak with a girl. Like, I don't even want to know what was happening on that streak, but I think I know what was going on. He's like, nothing was going on. You're just freaking crazy, blah, blah, blah. Just blaming it all on me. How, I don't know, just saying like bringing up other stuff that I did, which was nothing. I literally did nothing in that relationship. I didn't even hang out with my friends anymore. That was like probably the first time I seen all my friends from high school since I had graduated, like a year or two before, because he would not let me around them. He starts driving and obviously he'd been drinking. He's like still yelling at me and like shoving me around in the seat, or however you want to describe that, like trying to rip my phone out of my hands to look through my messages. And I was like, I don't have anything to hide, like look at it. But then he starts trying to say like, I'm like, I don't want to be with you anymore if you're going to be abusive. As soon as I get to your house, I'm getting my shit, I'm leaving. And so we get to his house, and he lived with his dad in an apartment at this point, his dad and his older brother. And these are big boys, like they're big men. And I go up there to get my stuff. He's still yelling at me, still like putting his hands on me and just being freaking evil. We walk in, and his dad like hears the whole commotion. I'm crying. I'm like, I'm fucking done. You raised a piece of shit son, and you're a piece of shit too for allowing him to put his hands on me and not doing anything about it, because I know you've seen that happen multiple times. He's like, what's going on? What's going on? And I'm like, I ratted him out. I was like, yeah, you're a piece of shit drug dealing son. And when my ex heard that, because he was like, my parents don't know that I still sell weed, because he went to jail for that when I was in high school. I forgot to mention that part. He like shoved me again. Like his big thing was shoving me. That was always his thing. Shoves me, and I fall on the floor. And I just get back up and I like go to walk past him. He's not letting me past him. And his dad like goes after him, like pushes him in the seat. And he's so drunk that he like flips backwards and he's just laying there like laughing. And that's what pisses me off more than anything is when like someone's being a piece of shit and they start doing that sarcastic laugh. Like, anyway, I get my dog and my bag. I go to leave the house. I get in his car because that's where I thought I left my dog's leash. Or in his car, not my car. I think I said that. I get in his car to get my dog's leash, and I was looking around for it. It was dark outside. It was probably 12, 1 in the morning. I didn't find it, but I just get out of the car anyways. But while I was looking through there, in the side of his door, this is a very key detail, the side of his door, driver's side door, just in the little cup holder pocket in the bottom, he had a whole stack of cash. I don't know how much money it was, but it was like, you know, when like you see Snapchats, people with cash, like drug dealers, and they hold it up to their ear like that much. It was definitely, it was because he sold drugs, but that's what it was from. And I didn't touch it. I was like, I don't want anything to do with that. And I just made sure it stayed in the door for whenever I closed it, that it didn't fly out. And I remember distinctly, like, it stayed there. Like, I closed the door gently so it wouldn't fall out because I don't want to be blamed for touching his money. So me and my dog just go walking down the street. She's a puppy at the time, but she would stay, like, right next to me. So I wasn't really worried about the leash or anything. I just wanted to get out of there because he was, like, yelling at me through the apartment window. And then he comes running down the steps and, like, chasing me down the street, yelling at me, you took my effing money. And I was like, I didn't touch your fucking money. It's in the door. And I don't need your drug money, blah, blah, blah. I was like, leave me alone. I'm leaving. And he goes back to his car, looks at it. I hear the door slamming. He's like screaming. Like, it's so embarrassing. Like, it's echoing because it's like a little small, abandoned kind of town. Like, it's not like a big city at all, but it's right beside the police station and the jail. But it's just really small because it's just all open, whatever. But I start walking towards the highway because that's the only way I can get to towards the city or whatever to just get away from him. He's blowing up my phone. Then his dad calls me and I answer. I'm like, I'm not coming back to your house. He's like, well, he said you stole his money out of his car. I was like, you know where he got that money? Blah, blah, blah. He said, well, come back here and we'll search you and we'll go through your bags. I was like, you are not touching my things. You are not strip searching me whatsoever. I was like, I'm done with you guys. You guys are just as bad as he is. And then his brother calls me after all of them yelling at me, calling me a piece of shit, because his brother went off on me too. His brother calls me or texts me and he's like, I'm so sorry, but we ended up finding his money. It just fell out of his door and it was in the parking lot flying around. I was like, I'm still not coming back. Well, he called his mom and his mom finds me and picks me up. She picks me up, me and my dog, we go to her house, which is about a 20, 25 minute away from his dad's house, and I end up staying there for the next 2 or 3 nights. I was done then, I thought, but I don't know. You just like wish, have these hopes in your head. Maybe he'll apologize, and like maybe that's the last time he'll actually do it or act like that. The last time that he hurts me when he's drinking. So that's where I get from there to the big part of the story.
What's the big part of the story?
What just happened has nothing on what he like ended up doing to me, where I've just up and left. So I said I was staying at his mom's next few nights. Well, I still had stuff at his dad's house. The next morning, I wake up still like overwhelmed and stuff from what just happened, trying to figure out how I can get home. I'm laying in the living room because I slept in there with my dog. And I wake up because his mom had work the next day, so she wasn't there. I wake up to this girl, she's probably 15, sitting at the end of my feet, kind of on the couch, like messing with my dog and stuff. But she was like right next to me, like so close to me. I was like uncomfortable. I like jumped up and was like, what are you doing? And it was his stepsister, and she's like, no joke, she said, you're just so pretty when you sleep. I was like, what the fuck? And I like grabbed my dog from her slowly and like, okay, I'm gonna take my dog outside. And I walk outside and I instantly call. I think I called my friend at this point because I still wasn't really talking to my ex. I called my friend and I was like, bro, you have to come get me or something. I cannot stay here. It's the same one I seen at the party. And I was like, please come get me. This girl is weird. Like, I've met her a handful of times, but I'm like, she's saying like staring at me while I was sleeping. I wake up and she's just sitting at the my feet and I don't know. And then she's like, yeah, can you get a ride over here? I was like, I'll find one. I call my ex, or I go back inside. I'm like trying to just think of what to do. Text my ex, whatever. I'm like, I don't really want to see him yet. I'm just sitting there and she's like, so did you and your boyfriend get in a fight? And I was like, what do you mean? Because I don't talk about that stuff to anyone, especially her. I'm like, she's a kid. Like, why is she asking me this stuff? She's just trying to like get be nosy. And I'm like, I'm just not about that. Because if we do get back together, I don't want people to be like, you did this and you did that and you got back together with them. But she's like, what happened? I was like, nothing. I just didn't want to stay over his dad's. And then he's like, just hanging out in there, asking me all these questions. Then she starts asking questions like, at first she asked me if I could get her alcohol and vape, like a weed vape. And I was like, hell no. I was like, I'm not getting you any of that stuff. Like, you're 15 and I know that you're going to give it to my ex's little cousin who stays there a lot of the time. I was like, then she starts asking me questions like, what kind of music does he listen to? I don't know, just some stupid rap, like trap. I don't know, just stuff that is. And she's like, oh, well, where's he at right now? Is he coming over? I was like, I'm asking him if he'll pick me up and take me to my friends. And I was like, I just took my dog on a walk. I was like, I can't with this girl. Like, she wouldn't leave the living room. Like, that was the only space I had in this house. Like, I couldn't go in a bedroom and lock the door. So I just end up taking my dog for a walk and I call my ex and I'm like, can you please come get me and take me to my friend's house? She asked me to go to the lake with her and a bunch of her friends. And I'm not trying to sit here with your creepy ass stepsister. He's like, yeah. She is fucking weird, blah, 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 and talking shit. He's like, what's she doing? I was like, she literally was staring at me. He was like, no, she wasn't. I was like, she said that I looked so pretty while I was sleeping. Like, that's freaky. Anyways, he comes and picks me up. So I get my stuff together. He comes over. She just walking around, following him like a little puppy dog while I'm getting my stuff together. He came in the front door. And this is kind of sketchy to me. And I kind of clocked it then. It just clocked. I grabbed my stuff, didn't even offer to help me with my stuff. And I take my dog and I'm like, I'm going to go out the back door so I can let her walk around the house and use the potty before we go. And he's like, okay, I'll meet you out front. I was like, okay, you're not going to walk around the house with me? Like, help me with my bag? But anyways, I just take her out. I'm like, fuck this. I go and I'm waiting in the car. I'm like, how long does it take him to get his laundry? He comes out and he didn't have his laundry. I was like, Maybe just didn't want to get it or whatever. Drops me off at my friend's. He goes golfing with his friends. The whole day goes by. Later on, my friend is like, she dropped me off back at his dad's apartment because I was like, I can't stay back there with that girl. She's freaking creepy. She was freaking me out. She was just so clingy to me, like touchy, touchy, and I don't do that. So they dropped me off at his dad's apartment, and I'm still like gathering my stuff because I know like I don't want to deal with that anymore. I start getting my stuff out of the car, and I'm walking up. My hands are full. I have like a backpack and two sleepover bags and my dog. My phone starts ringing. It's like a FaceTime call and it says his mom's name. And sometimes, like, whenever she tried to get a hold of him, she'd call me and I'm like, oh, well, tell him when I get up there that he needs caller because she's looking for him. Well, I decline it, walk up the steps, get in there, and I felt like a little bit better about the whole situation whenever this was going on. And I walk in and I go to his bedroom, open the door. And as soon as I like walked open the door, he said, I was getting ready to say something about his mom calling. He said, hold on a second, my mom's calling or FaceTiming me. I was like, okay. And I put my dog down or I put all my stuff down. I'm just sitting there. He answers the phone. He's like sitting on his bed and it's on FaceTime. So it's speaker. And I hear, why did say y'all had sex 3 times? And I'm like, is she talking about me? Because my name's like, what do you mean? I was like, does she think that, did someone tell her that we had sex while we were in a fight or something? And maybe she's upset about that. Then I start thinking, and I'm like, his mom says, I have her in the car right now because she's claiming that she's pregnant. And then I'm like, what the fuck? His stepsister's name is too. And I look at him and like his face, like he turned into a ghost. It looked like he was about to vomit and he mutes it. Because he's on the phone call with her. I'm like, give me the fucking phone. And he's like, no. She's making it up. She's lying. I swear. I was like, give me the fucking phone. I'm going to talk to her myself. I was like, what the fuck is she talking about? And he's like, I don't know. I don't know. And I was like, unmute it, because his mom's still saying stuff on there. And every time he'd unmute it to try to say anything, because he's trying to unmute it and say, I don't know what she's talking about to his mom, because obviously he's embarrassed. He got caught. His mom's like, no, she just sat here and told me that she asked her sister or one of her cousin, whoever it was, to get her pregnancy test because she thought she was pregnant and she asked by who and she said you. And he's like, I don't know what she's talking about. We've never done anything. And I was like, let me talk to her, trying to grab the phone from him, everything. I grabbed the phone. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, I have her in the car. I was like, give her the phone. I don't want to talk to you. I want to hear everything from her. She gives her the phone and I was like, when did this happen? And she said, last night. And I was like, wait, what? I was like, how'd it happen if I was with him all night? She was like, I'm like, how'd it happen if I was with them all night last night? And we kind of had makeup sex. Oh God, it's so disgusting. And she was like, it was after he dropped you off at your friend's, he came back to get his laundry. Like, shut the fuck up. I was like, you're lying. I was like, because I've heard that you've lied before saying someone or trying to get an older guy in trouble she was fucking around with. And she's like, no, I promise. She said, check his underwear he was wearing. I was on my period. And I felt my stomach do like a front flip. I thought I was going to vomit, knowing if I seen those underwear and they like had proof on them, knowing that we had like sex the same day. Anyway, oh God, like thinking about it now, it makes me sick to my stomach. Anyways, whenever she said check his underwear, I was like, which ones was he was wearing or which ones were he wearing? He said they're a lime green pair, like a really bright yellow. I'm like, God damn it, I got him those freaking underwear, like for a gift. They were part of like a little basket gift, like a happy basket or whatever you make your boyfriends. As soon as she said that about the underwear, me and him both like look at each other. He jumps up and my mouth drops. I was like, you're fucking kidding me. It's a race to find these underwear. Whoever finds them fucking first. I'm going through the dirty laundry basket. He's looking like all around his bedroom. I'm like, that just proved right there that something happened.
Yeah, I'm
I was
100%.
like, do I need to search for these more? Like, I am not an idiot. And I was like, it happened, didn't it? He's like, no, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. I swear he keeps muting it because I'm trying to tell his mom. I'm like, he fucked her. He fucked her. Your son fucked an underage girl. Your son fucked his stepsister. You raised that. And I was pissed. I did not care. I find the underwear before he did. Oh my God, it's so disgusting. Probably like a warning because it's so nasty. I flip him inside out, and all down the front is just like a big old stain, like red stain. And I felt myself like almost vomiting. I was like, you're fucking kidding me. And the first thing I did, I don't know why this just like why I did this. I take a picture of it and I send it to his mom. That's
Stop.
he was, yeah, that's the first thing I did. I take a picture of it and from different angles and I send them all to his mom while she was still on FaceTime with us because he kept muting it. But I text underneath it, I was like, oh, found the proof. Your son fucked the stepsister. He's sitting there and he mutes it again. He said, I was like, how are you gonna explain this? What's your excuse now? Like, what do you got cooking in your brain that's you think that you're gonna manipulate and lie to me, make me believe whatever you're gonna say? He said, we didn't have sex. I just fingered her. I said, you really think I'm not fucking stupid? What'd you do? Finger, then wipe it on the inside of your underwear and like what? I was
Also,
like, this.
it doesn't make it better. You know what I mean? Like, it
No,
doesn't
that's
make it better.
what I said.
She's under the age of 18 and she's his stepsister. Like, there's no, I don't care how you're gonna downgrade it.
Like it does not. I thought it was a freaking bad dream because I was like, that's what I said to you. I was like, that does not make anything better. Like doing stuff and having sex is about damn near the same shit. Anyways, I was like, so you fingered her and then wiped it on the inside of your underwear. I was like, yeah, because that's the first place I would wipe my hands after that. I was like, you're an idiot. And he's like, I swear, blah blah blah. I was like, you really think I'm gonna believe that? You're fucking dumb. I was like, I'm done with you. So I just grabbed my stuff. I throw his underwear in his face and take my dog and I go outside. And honestly, for about 20 minutes, I was out there vomiting. Like, I was so disgusted. I felt so disgusting. I felt embarrassed because of everything. Like, I always seen her as a kid because it was like their parents were married for like 3, 4 years. So she was young whenever she started coming around. I want to say like maybe 3 years, closer to 3 years. And that's 15 minus 3, 12. She was still a kid, like what, running around the house and stuff. Still a weirdo, but flirting. I thought it was like an innocent, like, like had a crush on him, whatever, thought he was cute. You're middle school, you're like, oh, boys are cute. That escalated, that changed. Everything was fucked up. And so I'm outside just trying to figure out what the hell I'm gonna do. I end up blocking his number and everything. And I called one of my friends and they came and picked me up. It was actually really funny because my friend came. I called only one friend, and then a full Jeep of girls, just literally loaded with all my girlfriends, come pulling up, blaring music. And they're like, get in, bitch. We're going. Like, we're going to go party. And I was like, thank God I can drink. And do I have a fucking story for you? You are not going to believe this shit. And he'll like randomly try to message me through different apps and stuff or like some of my pictures. I'm like, the fuck is this nerd doing? Delete.
Weird, but I
Like,
mean,
no interest.
do you think it took something as egregious as him, A, having sex with an underage girl, and B, having sex with a stepsister, to really get you to leave that relationship? Because I mean, listening to everything he had did before, I was like, oh my God, this guy's like clearly bad news. And I get it, it's so much different when you're in the relationship, so it's not to be like, blame yourself for staying. But if you were willing to put up with those things, do you think it took the egregiousness for you to finally get out?
I think that I stayed mainly for the child that was involved because, like, I loved that kid like he was my own. Like, there for a minute, he would call me mama, and I was like, he calls me mama too, but not mommy. But his mom knew about that, and she was fine with it. And I would go over and I'd take them, drop them off at their mom's house. I would take them food, whatever it was, like, because she had another kid as well. But me and him were just so much closer, me and the kid. And I don't know. I feel like I forced myself to look past all of that and just be there for the kid because I was terrified he was going to get hurt. He was either going to get taken away or get into the drugs that he had hidden all over the house or the guns that he literally had guns hiding in the couch cushion under it. And once the baby grabbed it, and I was like, what the fuck did you get this? And like, I grabbed it from him and I went off on my ex about that. I was like, he literally just handed this to me like it was nothing. He was like, he knows. I was like, a 2-year-old dude does not know that a gun is not loaded, whatever. Like, it's not a toy, whatever. That's just another thing. But I think, like I said, I think I mainly stuck with it, stayed in it because I really didn't want the baby to just be there. I really don't know. I was hoping things would change and things would get better as we got older. Maybe he would mature out of it. Maybe he would have a moment and be like, damn, like I need to stop drinking. Damn, I need to stop treating her like this. Like she does so much. And then I was like, maybe I should have left a long time ago for him to realize like what it was without me, and then maybe he would have turned into a different person. But then again, like I don't put that on myself. I'm like, he's just a piece of shit. Like it's not my fault that he's a piece of shit.
Do you have any relationship with that child since leaving that relationship?
It kind of hurt really bad whenever I would see him or see posts of him. But I will randomly get messages, or like I'll see him on social medias from his mom, and sometimes I'll get like a flashback on my Snapchat stories of him when he was a baby, me and him, and I'll send him to her. I mean, it's not, I haven't seen him. Like, he probably wouldn't even remember me, honestly, which hurts. But then again, I'm glad it happened where it wouldn't have broke his heart as much as it broke mine, because I was a disaster. Probably the hardest part about everything.
Yeah, honestly, the breakup with him, I mean, the baby, not the baby, he's not a baby anymore, but
Yeah.
it is so much more difficult than that relationship.
It was hard, hard.
Especially knowing that your ex-boyfriend did what he did. Because I think it's so much harder to leave someone when you still have all that love and you still think about like what ifs or maybe he'll get better. But when somebody does something that crosses such a line, I feel like it gives you that clear line to where it's like, I would never want to be in that a relationship with someone who did that.
I don't know. I wanted to just be that positive part of the baby's life, I guess, on that side of the family. And the looks of it, like, his mom's great. She's a fantastic mom. Like I said, we all grew up. Like, maybe it wasn't the greatest at the beginning of the relationship. Like, me and her were just not really friends at all. Like, while she was pregnant, obviously, we matured faster than my ex, baby dad. It was funny. She used to call me his baby dad instead of him. I was like, that's what I feel like. It sucked leaving him, the baby, not my ex. I probably didn't even really cry over the whole part of my ex. It was just about the baby, being heartbroken about that.
Well, looking back on that relationship and looking back on how you handled choosing to stay for the child and also making the decision to leave, like, do you have any advice for anybody who resonates with your story or just anything you feel like you've learned from the situation that you'd like to share?
It's hard, like I said, like if you're in love with someone and they do have a kid with someone else, it's already a tough situation. But if they're treating you bad, don't take it upon yourself to think that you are the only person in that baby's life to keep them happy or safe or feel loved, because they do have people like that, and you need to lead for yourself. Like, you need to find your own happiness. I lived for everybody else except myself in that relationship. And then once I finally left, I realized, like, I need to start being selfish. I need to live for myself. Obviously, after it, my self-esteem and everything was down the drain. Didn't trust anyone, but I told you, like, I moved 2 hours away. I got a job and I had a little bit of family up here. I got really close to them and I started working at these different places, met a whole group of friends, and I started going out with them and doing things with them during the days. And I was the happiest that I've ever been. And I was like, dang, all you really need is friends to pull you out of something like that, just to build your confidence back up after something like that is really tough. After that, literally, the bad luck I've had with the different people that I try to go on dates with or dated, I'm like, men are just all the same. Like, at this point, I'm like, what the hell?
They're all the
So,
same until they're not. But I think maybe kind of the moral of the story is sometimes the best things in life are on the other side of doing something really scary and hard, even if it's good things too.
absolutely.
On Thursday, I'm going to have a replay for a breakdown bonus episode. I never thought I would have to replay, but it is a follow-up from an episode that touches on something similar, and it's basically about incest within the family. Again, never thought I would have to replay this again. And I remember it was a follow-up to an episode that, yes, had been incredibly entertaining, obviously, because it was a good story, but it really got into the deeper and finer details as to just how detrimental the act of incest is on families. Obviously, I don't need to tell you that, but for you to really understand it on a psychological level and how it impacts people and why people even do it, it's a really good one. So I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.